Ever want to know all about horses? Then stick around for 30 minutes with natural horseman Jim Swanner. I'm alive and I'm free. Who wouldn't want to be me? Learn more all about horses at jimswanner.com.
Read Jim Swanner's column, Horse Sense, in the Valley Star, and call for info on boarding, camps, seminars, and lessons on natural horsemanship. 256-874-6781. That's 874-6781.
Hi, folks. Jim Swanner here, host of All About Horses and a big fan of Tractor Supply Company. Can't think of a better sponsor for the show because Tractor Supply is all about horses and everything you need for grooming, health, feed, and care. Even more importantly, at Tractor Supply, you get the know-how of their people. They just don't sell you products. They give you advice and answer questions since many of them own and breed horses themselves. Stop by Tractor Supply at 601 U.S. Highway 72 West in Athens and see for yourself. Tell them Jim Swanner sent you. You'll be glad you did. I always am.
Limestone Drug, located on the square in downtown Athens, is your local Health Mart pharmacy. As your local Health Mart pharmacy, Limestone Drug is locally owned and has a personal commitment to the community. Limestone Drug honors prescription drug plans, including Medicare. They accept flex spending cards and fill prescriptions in minutes, not hours. Limestone Drug knows there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. So shop Limestone Drug at 200 West Market Street in Athens, your local Health Mart pharmacy. Limestone Drug, caring for you and about you.
All About Horses.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of All About Horses. This is Jim Swanner. My guest today is, and I'm going to try to get this last name correct, Linda Grajewski.
Correct.
All right.
Correct,
Linda,
Jim.
She does missions with horses, and not only locally, but she also goes to South Dakota and works with an Indian reservation there. But Linda, before we get into our conversation, and it's going to be a fascinating conversation, I like to tell people a little bit of what's happening at the barn at KIN Stables and what's in store there. Right now, we offer horse boarding, and I do have slots available for lessons in horsemanship, basic riding lessons. The lessons are from 9 a.m. till 8 p.m. All the classes are one-on-one, and it's all about being safer around horses. And we're usually indoors because of the weather during the winter months. Have a horseback riding clinic scheduled for January 21st, and it's already one-third full. So if you want to get in this horse riding clinic, it's open to six people, and it is a private clinic. No one is allowed in while we're doing classes. And also read my articles in the Valley Star and the Tennessee Valley Agriculture Magazine. There's a lot of information in those publications. And I have announcement I want to make. There will be a church service at the Vietnam Veterans Building on Elm Street, which is at the north end of Lucas Ferry Road in Athens, on December 29th, beginning at 7 p.m. and going to 9 p.m. And it's called Celebrate Jesus for 2012. There will be singing and some bluegrass gospel music. There will be, I think, about three speakers, and I will be one of them speakers, so I'd like for you to come out. I'd like to meet you. That is December 29th, beginning at 7 p.m. at the Vietnam Veterans Building on Elm Street, north end of Lucas Ferry. So, Linda, welcome to the show this morning, and coming down from Culioca, Tennessee. Tell people where Culioca, Tennessee is.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for having me. I've been looking so forward to our time together. Culioca is just north of Alabama, off of 65, exit 32.
All right, so it's not very far. I've been to your farm, and it's just a nice little drive. Now, we want to talk about your missions with horses. We've been talking, and I've known Linda for a year or two, I guess, and we've kind of corresponded back and forth several times and I've kind of followed her along Facebook, what she's doing, and it's an awesome thing. What is your mission with horses, and give us an overview. First, tell us about what the name of the ministry is.
The name of the ministry is Gates to Heaven, and that is not a gate that opens and closes. It is a horse's gate, G-A-I-T-S. And I do have a website, So if you Google Gates to Heaven, you should find it. It's www.gatestoheaven.org. Mm-hmm. God just gave me that. He called me into this, and I am so excited. I want everybody to know I'm 60 years old, and 5 years ago never would have thought I would be doing this, but God is always surprising me in very delightful ways. I grew up in Alabama. I actually grew up in two different areas. My family had a store down in what is now called Pelham, and my last name was Faust. So some of you may know Faust Grocery that was north of Birmingham. But we had a farm in Cullman County, and we would go home to the farm for weekends and holidays. And then when I was 16, they sold the store, and we moved to our farm, which I was so happy about because I'm a horse girl, and that let me be with my horses all the time. My granddaddy bought us kids our first horse when I was 5 years old, so I've been passionate and in love with horses all my life. And my second love was Jesus, and at 13, I met him at a Billy Graham Youth Crusade in Birmingham, Alabama. And now I get to do my two passions, Jesus and horses. What could be better?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of funny. You know, we always say things like, well, I'm just one person. You know, can I make a difference? Well, what if that one person hadn't have spoken to Billy Graham?
Amen.
So you never know. You never know how you're going to influence people. And what you do is influence people by your actions, not by what you say.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Jim, I also I'm a teacher. Mm-hmm. I have my undergraduate degree from Auburn. My master's is from UAB. And then I went to seminary when we were in New Orleans. My husband ran his company's New Orleans office for a number of years, and I went mm-hmm. to New Orleans Baptist Seminary and earned my advanced certification in women's ministry. Now, I'm thinking all along I'm going to play it safe. I'll be in the church. I'll just minister to my local horse people. Mm-hmm. But a couple of years ago, some friends of mine said, Linda, we believe God wants you to do more. We believe he wants you to step out. Mm-hmm. And so we got a group together, and for 6 months we prayed and really prayed over what did God want. And that's the birth of Gates to Heaven. I have a strong background in mental health and support group and recovery programs. I taught in a psychiatric hospital when we lived in Dallas. And part of my ministry is I try to really work with the moms of who've had a child with a recent mental health diagnosis. It could be a dual diagnosis, mm-hmm. and try to shepherd them and mentor them through the process of how to get their child help.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a part of it. Then also I felt called to take the healing gospel that I had received to people in the horse community and to go to horse camps and share.
Mm-hmm.
And then through a friend, I was invited a couple of years ago to go out to South Dakota with Christian Veterinary Missions and help them. The Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota is the poorest place in our nation. And if you did not see the Diane Sawyer special, you can watch it on YouTube. It's Children of the Plains. This mm-hmm. is where I go. They have no veterinarian on the reservation. They have no farrier services. They don't have a McDonald's, and they don't have a mall. The average income is about $7,000 a year.
Goodness.
So I was scheduled to go out there with him, and at the last minute, the other woman who was going backed out. And I wasn't able to go on that trip. But through a series of events, I was able to go to Belmont and go to week-long Native American workshops and then go out and help a pastor who was doing his first year of a summer camp program last mm-hmm. year. And I spent 5 weeks there along with my son, who's a senior at Belmont. Well, I met and made some very deep friendships with several of the Lakota people mm-hmm. who are working hard to help their people there. And God just showed me that that's where I needed to be, mm-hmm. that I was to partner up with and help the Native Americans who are working so hard there to help their people.
Mm-hmm.
So through a friendship with a teacher there, and of course we have the teacher connection, me being a teacher, and she also has the love of horses. She has 8 horses. We were invited to go on the Crazy Horse Memorial Ride for veterans out there, and we mm-hmm. took 5 children with us and did that for one day. And the leader of that, Bam Brewer, asked us to come and help with the whole thing this next year, which is a 5-day cross-country ride. So Icy and I will be doing that. That will be part of what we do at the reservation this next year. And the other thing is, we're led to do a horse and Bible camp on her place.
Mm-hmm.
So we are very excited that we're going to be doing a 3-week camp right there in Pine Ridge
yeah.
next summer.
So when you talk about camp, a lot of people think about tents or sleeping on the ground. And you said they were the poorest area in the United States.
Yes.
So what kind of facilities would you need if someone wanted to go with you? What would they need to carry?
Well, they would have to have their own living quarters trailer, and they would have to have a generator or something so that they would be able to camp out there. This will be our first year of camp. Icy's Ranch is in a good place. Most of the people have land there. They just don't have money.
Yeah.
She has a nice 150-acre ranch. It's on a paved road in the central part of the reservation. The kids will not spend the night. Our camp will be from 10 to 3 each day. Our prayer is that God will grow this. It's just going to be a month this year, but we're praying that God will grow it until we're able to do this all summer long. We need a lot of facilities. We need a round pen. We need water and electric hookups for people to park their trailers. We need this food and supplies to take care of the kids every day and to transport them to camp, because a lot of them will not have transportation to get to camp, so we'll have to pick them up and take them home every day.
Okay. Guys, sounds very interesting. You have a passion for this. I can hear it in your voice, and that is very good. A lot of people don't even know what having a passion for something is, and this is awesome. But we're going to take a break and be back with Linda in just a minute. But I want to tell you about one of our sponsors, Harvest Feed Mill. They're located at 4266 Old Railroad Bed Road in Harvest. And they're more than just a feed store. They're a hardware store. They're a tack store. They have plumbing supplies, woodworking tools, pet supplies, pesticides, all types of fencing supplies, T-posts, treated posts. They have Lodge cast iron cookware that you can use on this mission trip. Did I mention they're also a feed store? They have cattle feed, goat feed, chicken feed, dog feed. They have horse feed. They even provide custom grinding and mixing to your specifications. They have horse tack, saddles, saddle blankets, horse shoes, horse vaccines, stable supplies, and also horse toys. Harvest Feed Mill is an authorized Purina Gold dealer. Go by and see Diane, Jimmy, and the rest of the folks. I'll bet they'll have what you're looking for. And if they don't, they can probably order it for you. Go by a shop and look around. That's Harvest Feed Mill at 4266 Old Railroad Bed Road, Harvest, Alabama. Phone number is 837-3039.
Jim Swatter's column, Horse Sense in the Valley Star, and call for info on boarding, camps, seminars, and lessons on natural horsemanship. 256-874-6781. That's 874-6781.
If you're looking for a special gift for the horse lover in your life, you'll find it at Horsing Around Tack Shop in Huntsville, Alabama. They carry a full array of English tack and clothing, as well as grooming supplies, leather cleaning items, horse wellness products, toys, and unique gift items. Horsing Around offers Christmas layaway as well as gift registry. So stop by and register your wish list so that you will be sure to receive the gifts you will love. For your shopping convenience, store hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 11 to 4 on Saturday. For more information, you may call 256-837-5757 or visit their website at www.horsingaroundonline.com. Horsing Around is located at 5650 Sanderson Street in Huntsville, just west of Sam's Club on University Drive. Select that special gift for the horse person in your life.
Looking for a home? Have questions about buying or selling? You need Swanee Real Estate. Swanee Real Estate are lifelong residents of Limestone County and are very familiar with this area. Relocating? Buying your first home? Need a bigger home? Swanee Real Estate can save you hours of house hunting and phone calls. Interest rates are low, and now is the time to buy. Call Jimmy Swanee today at 256-656-4166 or Nancy Swanee at 256-656-2656. Swanee Real Estate.
Athens State University Center for Lifelong Learning is offering an exciting 8-week class, Understanding More About Horses, beginning Monday, January 30th, 2012, and running through March 19th, 2012. Class time is 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. For more information, go to www.athens.edu/CLL or contact Wanda Campbell, Assistant Director, Center for Lifelong Learning at Athens State University, or call 256-233-8262.
Now back to more All About Horses.
All right, welcome back to All About Horses. We're speaking this morning with Linda Grajewski. I'll get it right. All right, I'm sorry. But anyway, we're talking about mission trips using horses as a vehicle. to spread the gospel.
Yes.
And Linda has a great passion for this, and it's coming out in her voice and in her actions. And if you can't see her body language, that's telling a whole bunch. Because when people have a passion for something, their hands say a lot of things with their hand motions and as they speak. But Linda, I want you to tell us, just continue telling us about this mission trip and what's involved locally to get people involved to help with this mission trip. How can they help? How can they make donations? What dollar, what do you need for these missions?
Thanks, Jim. If people will go to my website, Gates to Heaven, and again, that's a horse's gate, G-A-I-T-S. I have PayPal. You can also contact and message me. But we have figured out that a $100 donation will pay for a child for a week of camp. That will mean we pick them up. That will provide all their supplies. It will provide their meals. And for a whole week of camp. Now, where else can a child go to camp for a week and be fed and have all their supplies? And this is a horse camp. They'll be horseback riding. So just pray about it and see what God wants you to do. We do take volunteers. We already have two different churches that are coming out to help us this year, but we will be doing future camps, and our prayer is to make this all summer long. So if you're interested in helping us, please go to my website and contact me through that and message me. I also want to tell you about another project that I did. When we rode on the Crazy Horse Memorial Ride last year, there's between 200 to 300 riders, and at least 80% or more are children and teenagers. There's horses all over the reservation because the Lakota people are known as the people of the horse, but they have a shortage of tack. So they asked me, could I bring them some saddles and tack? So I knew I was going back in September with Christian Veterinary Missions for another 10-day trip. So in that time between July and September, my horse friends in the Tennessee area donated, and I was able to take 10 saddles plus pads plus girts, plus some other little tack items back to the reservation. And I took them to my friend, Bam Brewer, there on the reservation. And I tell you, I was so touched because Bam had tears in his eyes. And he said, I want to show you something. Mm. And he took me in his tack room and showed me four old saddles. And he said, Linda, what you brought me is so far better than what I had. Mm. And he said, I'm working with 200 plus kids here. So I'm so grateful that Bam has invited me and my friend Icy to help him next year with the entire ride. We're going to go for the entire cross-country five-day ride with these children, and it's going to be just an exciting adventure. I'm looking forward to it. And I can tell you, at 60 years of age, if someone had told me 5 years ago I'd be doing this, I would have laughed.
Yeah.
And God is just so good to let me do this. I feel like he's just let me come along for the ride.
Yeah. Well, it's like we were talking earlier. You know, when you didn't get to go the first time,
yes,
you weren't ready.
I wasn't ready.
So God used that time to get you prepared.
He did.
So it's like we talked about, like we said earlier, I always like to use, usually use, Ray Hunt's term, prepare to a position to make a transition.
Yes.
So you were getting prepared in that time to make that transition to help people.
I was, because I was invited to come to Belmont University. They had their first ever Native American symposium. All the classes and workshops were taught by Native Americans from different tribes. So I went there for a week, and I learned a lot. Mm-hmm. I learned that we have marginalized and isolated and abused these people for generations. And it is time for the Christian community to step up and step out. And not just give people a hand out,
right,
but a hand up, and to come alongside as brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm partnering with people on the Pine Ridge Reservation to make a difference in children's lives.
What part of South Dakota is Pine Ridge?
It is in the very southern, southwestern tip, almost to Wyoming and on the Nebraska border.
Mm-hmm. How many miles is that from here? Do you have
1,300 miles.
So it's a, three, four-day trip?
I make it in 2 days. I drive from here to St. Joseph, Missouri, where there's a very nice stable right off the interstate that I can overnight. It takes me 12 hours. Then I drive the next day the rest of the way to my friends at Pine Ridge.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take another quick break, and we'll be back with Linda in just a minute. And we want to talk about, you know, the landscape, the camp, how long do you stay, and if someone went with you, how, you know, do they have a certain amount of time they need to stay, or is it, you know, could someone take a week's vacation just to go and help and then leave and someone else come in? But we'll get to that in just a minute. I want to talk about another one of our sponsors, Hometown Market. They're located in the Athens Shopping Center, and Hometown, they're good people down there. Y'all need to go down there and see them. They have a good selection of groceries. This week, they have Betty Crocker, hamburger helper, 89 cents a pound, 89 cents for a 8-ounce box. They have a Hormel chili with beans, 99 cents for a 15-ounce can. Russet potatoes, $4.99 for a 20-pound bag. Onions, $1.29 for a 3-pound bag. They have spiral sliced ham, $1.99 a pound. Smoked ham, $1.19 a pound. Go down to Hometown Grocery. They're located in the Athens Shopping Center on South Jefferson Street. Make Hometown your hometown market. They truly appreciate your business.
All About Horses.
Collins Supply is your do-it-best home center, and that's great news for you. A do-it-best home center combines the buying power of the big chain stores and the friendly, helpful service you get from hometown friends. Collins Supply stocks thousands of items for the professional builder as well as the do-it-yourselfer at everyday low prices that won't break your budget. Collins Supply, Highway 72 West in Athens.
You've got to go to Collins Supply for
Collins Supply, open daily 7 till 5, Saturday 7 till 4.
Is this the first holiday season without your dear loved one? Limestone Chapel Funeral Home pays tribute to the memory of all those who were special to you. Those special memories of special moments brings reflection upon a life so dear. Whether it be the first year or more years for your family, know we care. Limestone Chapel extends our best wishes for this holiday season. May your memories bring you peace and joy. Limestone Chapel, call us at 232-1051 or visit our website at www.limestonechapel.com.
You better listen fast. If you haven't been to J&G Sales on Highway 72 West, Athens, you're missing a special shopping experience. I was in there last week and I said, "Dadgum, Danny, is there anything you don't have?" J&G Sales has flowers, name brand tools of all kinds, barn fans of different sizes, generators, nuts and bolts, plumbing supplies, housewares, electrical supplies, locks, lawn and garden stuff, pet supplies, tarps, Christmas paper and ribbons, welding equipment, and did I mention flowers? This is only a fraction of the things they have. Go to J&G Sales on Highway 72 West, Athens. You can probably do all your Christmas shopping in this one stop. That's J&G Sales on Highway 72 West, Athens. Wow, what a store.
Now back to more All About Horses.
All right, folks, welcome back to All About Horses. We just got a couple of 3 minutes, and golly, time just gets away when we're just talking about things that are really, really a passion for all of us that with horses and that are doing ministries and have missions. But, Linda, I want you to tell a little bit about if someone wants to know what the landscape is, you know, how they see that.
Well, if they will go on my website, Gates to Heaven, I have pictures from last year, and so you'll get a good idea of what the area looks like. Mm-hmm. But I am trying to raise $10,000 for our camp this year. Also, there is no farrier service on the reservation. This is 100 square miles with no farrier and no veterinarian. Mm. And I have a barefoot clinician who has agreed to go, but I've got to pay her transportation, her room, her lodging. And I would like to set up anywhere from 3 to 5 young men on the reservation with the tools necessary to do the farrier work for other people. My friend Icy Wilson that I'm partnering with, she has 8 horses. She has said she has to go out of Nebraska to get a farrier to come up, and she said it's very difficult. She can almost not get one up there just to trim their horses' feet.
Goodness. And Icy, that's the lady we were talking about earlier. You said that's going to be here visiting in February. And
yes.
Actually, Linda and Icy will be back on the show on President's Day, February 27th.
I'm so looking forward to it. Icy is Lakota. She's a teacher there on the reservation, a master degree teacher. She's also a Christian and loves the Lord and has a passion for her people. And for God to bring us together at this time and to allow us to do this work is just amazing. And I am so grateful. And, you know, pray about about it, if God speaks to your heart and you want to help us in some way, connect with me on my website. We do have people coming for up to a week at a time to help us, but right now it's rough. You have to camp out. We don't have any facilities. God willing, we'd like to put those facilities in where we could at least have water and electric hookups for people's trailers. But we will be growing this year. This will be our first year of actually doing the camp there. And like I said, the first thing we'll be doing is this Barefoot Farrier Clinic to try and get some men established to take care of the other horses. And the other thing that will be an outgrowth of that is not only will they take care of other people's horses on the reservation, they will be able to make a little bit of income. Because this place has 80% unemployment. There are no jobs. When I was there this summer, there was a gas station close by, but I have a diesel truck, and I had to drive 45 minutes to 1 hour one way to get diesel, and there was nothing in between. Nothing. It's a vast, vastly different area from this part of the country.
So the camp is, I think you said 5 weeks. That's how long you're going to
be
out there.
We'll be doing 3 weeks of camp. I will be there a total of five. We're calling this a horse and Bible program. We're going to start off with the Farrier Clinic. Then we will do the five-day Crazy Horse Memorial Ride. And this is a Crazy Horse Memorial Ride for veterans. One out of seven Native Americans is a veteran. And so this is to honor them.
Okay, this takes place in June, correct?
All of it takes place in June. It starts June the 2nd, and we'll go through the entire month of June.
Okay, so if someone wanted to come out and help spend time, they need to get in touch with you. But they can come out on a week's vacation and spend a week to help. They don't have to be there the whole 5 weeks.
No, they do not. In fact, that's how everyone else is, just coming out for a week at a time or maybe a couple of days. They're en route somewhere else. They want to stop by and help us for a couple of days. We'll also work with you on that.
Okay. Good deal. This is just fascinating stuff. This is awesome that you're doing this. Linda, like I said, is going to be back on the show in February, and there's a lot more stuff. We got notes here, got pages of notes that we just hadn't even covered. So if you want to find out more, get in touch with Linda at gates2heaven .com, correct?
.org. I am a nonprofit. I am a 501c3, so your donations are tax deductible.
Yeah. Goodness. Folks, I hope you've enjoyed this show today. It's just enlightened us so much. And Linda, I thank you for being on here today. It's just been a blessing to have you here. Next week on my show, the guest will be Ann Allen Jemison from Montgomery. She uses horses for therapeutic riding for special needs kids and adults. So we look forward to having Ann Allen on next week. And I'm going to ask you to go by and visit our sponsors. Tell them, let them know that you heard about them on the All About Horses radio show, and tell them how much you appreciate them sponsoring the show. Well, we'll see you next week. Hopefully, just tune in, and we'll have another good show.
Join us next week and visit jimswanner.com to learn more all about horses.